My Love is a Tourist, A Trilogy of Floridian Love Moods by George E. Merrick. Part 1. Morning. Summer Flames. The Bob White calls. Hear him usher in the day. Bob White, day's bright. Hustle up and join his lay. All right, Bob White. Follow down his dewy way. Bob White, you're right. It's sure enough a brand new day. A day when dreams may come to be, a day the floods that surge in me may swell the banks of always so, and into fields of strived for flow. The mocker trills. Hear him fill the air with glee. Why not mock just as he? Puncture woe with melody. Say, scat, like that. See that moody catbird flee? The mocker trills and echo thrills. There's joy for birds. Why not for me? There's joys have always wondered why I've never looked as I passed by. Sing ho for joy's long-patient kind. But what of the ones I've left behind? Hibiscus glow. Point Sienna sets the day aflare. See the coral creepers show. Catch the myrtle's crimson dare. In flowers alone must red love flow? Should plant and tree unaided bear a flaunt the banner love would blow? O heart asleep, awake and glow! With the red of the corals, love beckons to me. In flashing hibiscus her fires I see. Through flaming acacia, I know it is so. My love, she will come. Her flame, I shall know. Part 2. Midday. The Secret Shrine. And still, the sun swoons down the cotton, hushed, expectant, quails the corn. Old hopes fail, yet unforgotten, in faintness dream of dewy morn. Now the gushing red crepe myrtle, fateful still the buzzard lone, is there not within can hurtle far a crushing weight of stone? Fools still see our clouds, fair mountains, dreaming deem our skies gem blue. Know they not life's color fountains, found their spring in heart of you? What are pines bemoaning ever? Why the bamboo's ceaseless sigh? Will the palm leaves call forever, endless, yearning aigrette's cry? The call that northbird's autumn hearing brings winging back to southern sea is stronger far, my heart's a-fearing, than the call my soul yields to thee. And so, though swoons the drooping cotton, lo, old nature's woes intone, remains a shrine by all forgotten. There I sit and brood alone. Part 3. Evening. Inviolable. At evening I wander alone to the sea. The breakers that come bring solace to me, and scarcely the gulls take trouble to flee away from my goal. Yet evening turns somewhere within me a key and opens a room, a secret, deep room, far hid in the house of my soul. And nothing of land its answer can hold, there's nothing of nature so flaming and bold. And strange though it be, there's nothing so old in sea or in sky as the questions and dreamings that endless unfold from out of that room, that sweet-keeping room that seems even older than I. But sometimes my sea, beneath the night blue, comes a mirror for souls to see through, and once did I dream that my love was quite new, but now do I know 'tis older than life? 'Tis the key and the clue that opens my room and keeps the deep room a sweet place where none other may go. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.